PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Hi. I'm doing something I've never done before. I've hiked into the wilderness, and I'm gonna spend the night here. All night. All alone. Now, I've been camping before, but never by myself, and that's the scary part. By myself. So, I'm here. Might as well make camp. Sure is quiet out here. Dark, too. Did you hear that? Okay. I guess it was nothing. You know, I think I need a little inspiration. Yeah. This is a book that always gives me courage when I need it. It's about a boy who conquers fear every day. It's called Knots on a Counting Rope.
Knots on a Counting Rope. Written by Bill Martin Jr. and John Archambault. Illustrations by Ted Rand. Read by J. Reuben Silverbird.
And Kenneth Blank. Grandfather? Tell me the story again. Tell me who I am.
I have told you many times, boy. Listen carefully. This may be the last telling.
No, no, Grandfather. There will never be a last time. Promise me?
I promise you nothing, boy. I love you. That is better than a promise.
And I love you, Grandfather. But tell me the story again, please.
It was a dark night, a strange night. A wild storm came out of the mountains,
crying, "Boo-ee! Boo-ee!"
And your mother said, "I hear it in the wounded wind, a boy child will be born tonight."
And then what happened, Grandfather?
The grandmother and I rode up the canyon fast.
Was the wind still calling for me, Grandfather?
Yes, boy. It was whipping up sand as sharp as claws, and crying like a bobcat. Boy, boy.
Were you afraid, Grandfather?
I was much afraid. It was strange, strange. Just as you came forth and made your first cry, the wind stopped howling, and the storm was over.
And I was born strong, wasn't I, Grandfather?
No, you were not strong.
And you carried me out to see the morning, Grandfather, but I did not open my eyes. Tell me that part.
Two great blue horses came galloping by, and you raised your arms to the great blue horses. And I said, see how the horses speak to him. They are his brothers.
From beyond the dark mountains.
This boy child will not die. The great blue horses have given him the strength to live.
And that is when you named me Boy Strength of Blue Horses. And I grew strong, didn't I?
Yes, Boy Strength of Blue Horses. And each day you are growing stronger. You are learning to cross the dark mountains.
I've already crossed some of the dark mountains.
There will be more, boy. Dark mountains are always around us.
Will I always have to live in the dark?
Yes, boy. You were born with a dark curtain in front of your eyes.
But there are many ways to see, Grandfather.
Yes, you are learning to see through your darkness because you have the strength of blue horses.
I see the horses with my hands, Grandfather, but I cannot see the blue. What is blue?
There was a sweep of blue in the rainbow that morning your horse was born.
Tell me that part, Grandfather. I could not see the rainbow, but I can still feel its happiness.
It was a long night of cold rain, and as the sun came through the clouds, the foal was born.
And I named the little wet foal Rainbow.
No one thought you could teach her to race, boy.
But I did, Grandfather. Every day, day after day, we followed you along the trail.
You traced the trails in your mind, boy. Both you and Rainbow.
I learned from Rainbow when to turn by the pull of her neck and by counting her gallops. Now, tell me again about the race, Grandfather.
It was a tribal day. You and the other boys were at the starting line, but you pulled back.
I was afraid, Grandfather, until you called me.
I said, don't be afraid, boy. Trust your darkness. Go like the wind.
Rainbow and I went twisting, turning, galloping, 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 counting the gallops, remembering the way. And what did the people say, Grandfather?
They said, who is that boy riding bareback, racing with all of his heart?
And you said, that is Boy Strength of Blue Horses. He and his horse are together like one. I didn't win, Grandfather.
No, but you rode like the wind, and you were smiling.
I wasn't afraid, Grandfather. I could see through the dark every turn of the race. Tell me again what you told me then.
I said, Boy Strength of Blue Horses, you have raised darkness and won. You now can see with your heart, feel a part of all that surrounds you. Your courage lights the way. Now, boy, now that the story has been told again, I will tie another knot in the counting rope. When the rope is filled with knots, you will know the story by heart and can tell it to yourself.
So that I will grow stronger, Grandfather?
Yes, stronger. Strong enough to cross the dark mountains.
I always feel strong when you are with me, Grandfather.
I will not always be with you, boy.
No, Grandfather. Don't ever leave me. What will I do without you?
You will never be alone, boy. My love will always surround you with the strength of blue horses.
Whoa! Can you believe this? Well, I'm not gonna let a little rain stop me. I guess this really is my night for facing challenges. I came prepared, though. Snug as a bug in a rug. Ooh. Gotta keep the fire going, though. Having a fire really makes a difference. Helps push back the shadows on the outside. But you know, it doesn't always keep you from feeling afraid on the inside. Only your own courage can do that.
Courage is something Bree Walker knows a lot about. Bree is a television news reporter, and besides mustering up the courage to go on camera every day, she has to deal with something no other reporter has to face. Because of an inherited physical disorder, Bree's hands and feet are deformed. And because her job is so public, her deformity is on display. But that doesn't stop Bree Walker from pursuing the career she loves.
How the ghost of the Williamsburg Bridge is haunting New York commuters, coming up on Channel 2 News at 11. The bridge is weak, crumbling, and closed.
First, I had to think about whether I was ready to even present my hands to the public, because I knew I might have the same feelings all over again that I did when I was a little kid and then when I was a teenager, and that was that I was different and it was on display, which meant that I was up for ridicule again. So I had to think about whether I was ready to do that. And it took me about 3 years. The last 3 years I was in radio, I really thought it over about whether I was ready to accept this. And when I decided I could handle it, then I started making tapes and taking them around to TV stations. And that's when I really felt the obstacle that my hands presented. Because I met a couple of news directors who were at least honest enough to tell me that they didn't think the viewing audience was ready for this. And I knew I would hear it, but when I really heard it for the first time, it was a shock. And I wasn't sure I could handle it. Remembering what it was like when I was a child is still sometimes a little painful. I think that for any kid growing up, there are a lot of things that you worry about and a lot of things that make you feel different. So what you're hoping to do is feel like everyone else instead of feeling different or special. So that's why it was tough, because I knew that I was special in a way that I didn't want to be special. Growing up, I found that most of my inspiration came from adults who were very understanding, because when I was trying to get used to the fact that I didn't fit in with a lot of my peers, there were always a lot of adults who were sympathetic and encouraged me to read and encouraged me to do the things that would help me become the person I wanted to be when I got older. And if they hadn't prompted me to do it, there were a few occasions on which I might have given up, because I did get so frustrated sometimes that I hadn't been born like everyone else. And when I could escape into my world of books, I was so happy. And if there hadn't been a couple of teachers, my second grade teacher, who was very important to me because she checked books out from the library at the third and fourth grade level so that I could learn to read above my grade level, and I thought that was pretty hot. I cared a lot more about what my friends in school thought about me than I care about what my peers in the adult world think about me now. Jean McCurdy's initials, do you remember?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Because Bree was so good at her job, and she just wouldn't quit, she ended up with one of the best reporting jobs in the country.
This is Channel 2 News at 11. Everything you need to know, because anything can happen in New York.
250 more Marines headed to Panama today.
I loved it from day one. I knew it would be more work, but I felt as soon as I started my TV work that this was it.
Please stand, sir. Do you solemnly swear the testimony we're about to give?
Almost everything that requires any use of fingers takes me a lot longer to do, but I do it. I usually just don't give up unless I'm up against a deadline and I need someone's help. And I've finally gotten to the age where I'm not ashamed to ask for some help. Sometimes I do think it would be nice to have 10 fingers because I always wanted to play the guitar, and I can't do that. But you know, that's pretty small compared to what I can do. If I've shown any courage or broken any barriers, it hasn't been done with me knowing it. I think that the natural tendency, if you have a loving family and loving, caring friends and good teachers, is that you just try to do what you want to do in life. And if other people see that as courage, then you're lucky. If you're proud of who you are, and if you're glad to be doing what you're doing in life, then I think you just feel a lot more grateful to be here. It sounds so cliched to say, keep trying and don't stop trying and don't let anyone tell you you can't. But that's the truth. People who tell you you can't just don't know.
It's hard to be courageous when what you want seems so far away. Still you imagine yourself a winner, reaching the top someday. So you don't give up and you try even harder, keeping your goals in sight. And every day you get a little bit closer, cause you never give up the fight. Reach for your dreams, and know in your heart you can do anything that you want to. Reach for your dreams, and right from the start you find them not as far away as they seem. Every day you're just a little bit closer, cause you never give up the fight. Reach for your dreams, and know in your heart you can do anything that you want to. Just reach for your dreams, and right from the start you find them not as far away as they seem. So reach for your dreams.
I was just thinking about the first time I tried to ride my bike without my training wheels. I was scared. I didn't want to try it, but my father was there, running along beside me, holding me up. We were moving down the street at a really good clip when all of a sudden I looked up and I realized he wasn't there. I was concentrating so hard on what I was doing, I hadn't noticed that he let go. And then I fell. But I had done it. I rode my bike without the training wheels for the first time, and every time after that, it got easier. Everybody gets scared sometime. When was the last time you had to be really brave?
Once when I was home alone with my brother and there was thunder and lightning, he was really scared, so I had to pretend I wasn't so he wouldn't be more scared.
I was afraid to go to school because there was a sixth grade bully who kept picking on me. So I stood up to him and he didn't pick on me anymore and I went to school.
There was a fire in my country house and it was early in the morning and I thought it would burn me. So I ran outside and yelled, fire, fire. And our next door neighbors called the fire department.
It takes a lot of braveness for me to sit up here and be on television.
I used to be very scared of movies when I went to bed because I used to get lots of nightmares. Now I don't get as many.
Two summers ago, I was in camp and we were up on a mountain, and there was a severe thunderstorm, and we managed to pull through, but we were, like, totally scared.
Well, guess it's time to turn in for the night. That means turning out the light. Well, it's not so bad. Actually, it's kind of nice. You know, I feel like I'm crossing my own dark mountain here. Oh, you know, if there's something in your life that you're trying to face, and here are some stories you might want to get to know. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Have you ever felt nervous or afraid to perform? I know I have, and so has Harriet in this book called Harriet's Recital by Nancy Carlson. Harriet loved her ballet classes, but she was very nervous about the dance recital. Everywhere she went and everything she did reminded her of something that could go wrong in her dancing. When Harriet was in the bathtub, she thought about falling. When she saw her mom sewing, she thought her costume would rip. Harriet was very scared. At last, the big day came. With the help of her teacher, Harriet took a deep breath, and before long, she was dancing. I'm Layla Marchetto, and I say, take a chance. Read Harriet's Recital. It might just help you overcome a fear.
Hi, readers. This is Kit Rosenstein, and if I got a story for you, it's called Let's Go Swimming with Mr. Silly Pants, and is it a riot? It's all about a man named Mr. Silly Pants. He's called that because he's very silly. Mr. Silly Pants is afraid to swim. He's afraid he'll sink like a rock or step on a fish. Anyway, he has this terrible nightmare. He dreams that he falls into the water, turns into a fish, and gets chased by Dill Pickles. He's having a hard time. The next day, he finds out that swimming's really not that bad. You know, there's an important message hidden in all this silliness. It is, it's okay to be scared, but don't let it discourage you from trying new things. And one new thing you can try is this book.
Have you ever noticed that each night when you look up into the sky, the moon is a different shape? And sometimes it's an owl moon. An owl moon is a big, bright moon. This story is about a little girl and her father who go out in the middle of the night on an owling adventure. There was no wind. The trees stood still as giant statues. And the moon was so bright, the sky seemed to shine. To see and hear the great horned owl, you have to be silent. I'm Andrea, and I'd like you to read this book because it has suspense, beautiful language, and a whole new way of looking at the moon.
Oh, well, I did it. I made it through the night, and morning? Morning never looked so good. And you know what? I discovered something last night. Unless you face your own fears, you can never conquer them. And then owning up to what's inside here makes you feel great. And I feel great! Whew! I'll see you next time.
It's hard to be courageous when what you want seems so far away. Still, you imagine yourself a winner, reaching the top someday. So you don't give up and you try even harder, keeping your goals in sight. Every day you get a little bit closer, 'cause you never give up the fight. Reach for your dreams, and knowing your heart you can do anything that you want to. Reach for your dreams, and right from the start you find them not as far away as they seem.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Knots on a Counting Rope by Bill Martin Jr. and John Archambault, illustrated by Ted Rand, published by Henry Holt & Company, Incorporated. Harriet's Recital by Nancy Carlson, published by Carol Rhoda Books, Incorporated. Let's Go Swimming with Mr. Silly Pants by M.K. Brown, published by Crown Publishing Company. Owl Moon by Jane Yolen, illustrated by John Schoener, published by Philomel Books.